This is day 5 of the March 2014 7-day retreat at the Springwater. Several topic has been like swirling like the wind around the head to what to talk or going into. And I just will mention choices. It came in the group yesterday. Like, is there a chooser? From where the decision comes? Also, that at least called my attention is maybe, you know, to clarify it even further for myself. Wayne mentioned the word attending, which sometimes we use or I use. Listening, awaring. I will stay with the listening, attending, which I don't see no difference between them. I'm kind of looking at the quality of attending. Or listening, because I could see my mind like very easy going, well, I attend everything that happened. You know, I hear the birds or the cuckoo, or see the bird flying to the bird feeder, or I see my thought, I hear, I attend to what people say or what I say. Kind of even questioning more or kind of inviting to go deeper into what can go in a listening. If we are looking at a listening that come from the moment, you know, empty of agendas, motivations, what I would like to hear, just simple listening. That can see all this background kind of movement. So meaning embraces everything. The wanting to hear what I think is right. Or the truth, a listening that can shed light into my value system, how I think the truth is, or what is the correct way of meditative inquiry can have big pieces of truth, but then when it goes to the head as an idea that this is the right thing, that there is no becoming, that the story is a story, all that can become an idea, isn't it? I've been looking for myself, because very fast this brain at least already knows what is the right thing, the right way to listen, the right answer, that is not coming from a self-centered activity or a selfishness or an agenda, and then become a project. That also can be imposed to others, these ideas of how the right thing should be, or answers, or I think I said enough, you know, then it's not the listening anymore. It became more an argument, proving a point. And then it's amazing how one thing invites another. And I am not speaking about anybody in particular, but looking in myself yesterday in the group, how easily I could feel myself kind of bracing back, and some defending beginning to appear, defending what I said, you know, trying to clarify again, all those. You know, I could feel in this body a shift of energy. And pretty soon I felt I was against something. I'm just talking for myself. Very subtle can be, you know. But I am very interesting, and this is how I see groups, an amazing opportunity, because it's very challenging to use language to convey that language cannot really grasp it completely. Of course not. Because explanation, stories, whatever that comes, they belong, they are time bound. And anything that is time bound goes into processes. It's a kind of a linear, sequential kind of knowing, talking. You know, to describe this moment, what is going on in this moment, words. I need the content. And then I say words, silence, that is kind of felt, rustling of clothes against each other. So you can see that, you know, it is sequential and doesn't have this timeless quality of being here, in which nothing is sharp or fragmented or I can even say in talking and if the listening is facilitating the talking, then one sees the limitation. But then we do our best, facilitate also in this looking mode to, in which words come to address that wants to be conveyed, that is right here. You know, stumbling with words. And sometimes one doesn't really hit the mark and kind of editing back and say, no, not really, you know, not really. And who knows, you know. So we can help each other in that way. You know, in group, in private meeting, and kind of look together. This is what I heard you said. And let's take lightly what we hear that the other person says. And I say that because there is so much interpretation and adding and that we put in the when we are listening that may not be a simple listening, but with these filters, it's still because of trillion reasons. I don't know, but I see it here. How careful I am. Because I don't trust what I heard sometimes. So it's very helpful if we can ask each other and kind of don't take it too seriously what you heard. Check it out. That's beautiful. Check it out. This is what I heard. And then this happened yesterday, so there can be an exchange of kind of see what was added up, what was extra or not. And then, you know, this presence and looking, listening is the mirror that reflects whatever is here as it is and can be seen all the curves and extra and the interpretation, the comparing and the story coming, because it's already in a story. What I heard somebody say and my interpretation of that is another story about what I heard. So we can see, I think yesterday was somebody saying how easily the self reconstructed itself subtle, not subtle. Subtle because we don't see it, but obvious when there is this light, this light revealing, you know, what is going on. And it just, I feel it fascinates me. How we get so entangled fascinates me, because yesterday after that I could see so much of myself, so much of wanting to be perfect and the mind not letting go of the story, how the group went, wanting something different. It's like the whole package of the story of myself was right there. Not one piece. Because I say the whole package because the whole quality of energy shifted, changed. And then, you know, the stories was around and the shrinking and the worrying and thinking and more thinking. And kind of was very interested. And when I was sitting in the balcony yesterday in the evening sitting, maybe I'm describing, I am exaggerating a little bit, but you know, was this like deer flies in the summer, you know, going around and then leaving me for a while, coming up again. And there was a moment that, like Bob was sharing yesterday, that the whole thing collapsed. And there was what was there? Tears, a lot of tears, but not the tears of, you know, poor me, nothing like that. Like a relaxation. So I realized how much, what it does on this thinking about. It was a natural flow of tearing, that lately I am regarding tearing as an expression of releasing, you know, not with any drama, but I don't know, the body has its way, and maybe different bodies have different way, but it was so interesting to watch how the mind also is very expert in blowing things up. You know, I could see that also. So I'm very grateful right now for that feeling that I have with a little sense of humor. Yeah. Very interesting. And this morning, walking in the snow, when I woke very early, it was dark still, with a little flash like that. And really the foot were going almost to my knees. So every step was, you know, took a lot of energy. So doing some pausing, you know, so I breathe. But some tendency of Sandra come up that I want to push, you know, get over, get faster from this difficult walking. And I could feel that my body was getting, you know, the heartbeat, like, you know, pounding the heart, because I push it too hard. And then stopping and feeling. And then a thought came, you may die from a heart attack right now. And who will see you in the dark? You will be buried in the snow. And and connect all these things happen. Isn't that amazing? The man, you know, earlier, I don't know when I read or heard in television that be careful, you know, they say, don't plow too much. Don't exhaust your body because you can have a heart attack. So that same phrase came and said, well, I'm not plowing, but I am in this difficult walking. So and I could see the fear coming up, you know, some worry. And kind of staying with the whole scene, you know, the heartbeat, and is an antidote when really the body can have learned, and I say this again, have learned, not me, the body has learned, to kind of, how can I put it? Kind of, because the body is memory, recognizing what is good for the body. This pause and stopping. And we're just like a flush of, and some smile came to the face, obviously. So in this, when I walk the second time, later in the morning, for the sitting and the talk, we're just walking in the snow. No time bound, and by no time bound meaning thinking is time, isn't it? A story is bound by time, isn't it? Just looking. So I was watching that in this walking, we know a story about myself. Difficult to put in word that there wasn't any need to chop, to interject with the story of how wonderful the walk is either. Now, before was not. Kind of looking at how we need memory to bring the picture of anything. And then there is the story of Sandra walking the first time, the second time can be. But if you see it, then we don't need to go and get involved in the comparison. We can use it as I am using it right now to see, because it really reflects and mirror me, this person, how the story really, you know, about dying, whatever brought emotion, brought scenarios, and nothing wrong about, but so the moment is kind of confused by what happened in the moment. And we get hooked. And then we spin in the event and the content of. And there are many circumstances in life that can validate, you know, this living in picture and thinking that I'm making progress. Like one example that comes to mind is, you know, when I look at the mirror, I look at myself at the mirror, And I see, you know, some wrinkles, and there is a picture of me and my two daughters in a table in the living room, and I am maybe 5 years younger, and kind of look and say, well, I have aged, not that I, you know, I have more wrinkles than what I see in that picture. So was comparison and the sense of time, that time has passed, and Sandra is getting old, aging, you know. Some ache and pain that can validate that I am aging. I am not saying it's not true, the pain, the aching and the wrinkle in the face. I mean, they are there. But I was watching in this walking that living really directly from the moment, there is no time. And it's not one moment after the other. So in this moment-to-moment living, really living, changes happen. But you just, things happen the way they happen. And the mind is not engaging in comparing. Then is what is. And it either good or bad. We can look together in the group if you are interested in going farther with this. But looking freshly, because I could see yesterday some ideas, oh, I saw it, you know, that can, I saw this, I know how is the right way to be, to live moment to moment. You know, but is it true right now? That's what I am interested in. For me. I am just speaking about, or which is nothing wrong, but just to be more conscious that we are speaking about, which is nothing wrong, absolutely, because I don't see nothing wrong about anything really. But just watching how immediately the mind had one wonderful insight, and then this is how it is. And then we repeat that. Or we can impose. Or so just to be cautious, not with fear, but curious. So in this living life from the moment in which memories come and they are simple for what they are, thinking, the mind creating again scenarios that I am making a decision or choosing to do this or that. Can we see that it's just the mind projecting this person using past and future, projecting things to decision to be taken? Can we see that it's just that when we think that we are taking a decision, we are in the mind. We are buying into the whole, when you were saying like movie kind of the theater, you know, of my life. And I am, you know, one actor in that, that is taking the decision. Just watch it. Because when there is, and I will say this lightly, when there is in tuneness, aligning with the moment as it is, you know, facts are seen more bare, not with too many, you know, not with the interpretation, but everything is can be seen, the interpretation, the fear, in all the element or circumstance in which I am, and I need to take a decision. That's what I feel, at least. And when there is, I say it again, this in touchness with all of that, that is sometimes producing confusion, and just when the listening is there, there is patience. So we can pause, and then whatever responses come, I will say it this way, is the intelligence of life kind of moving through us. I can even say, I am being myself. Because you see that that really makes sense, a feeling of ease, and because the clarity brings some kind of joy, you know, and some certainty that is not the certainty of the mind, I know, but some trust, I could put it better this way. There's no doubt, you just do what you need to do. And since the body is aligned in the moment, so with meat is here. So whatever comes, come back, come. So, to see that also. Somebody was saying, telling me of a phrase that is coming to mind, that living in the moment is like living in a way when it breaks. Maybe not well said because of the English breaking away. You know? Nothing to hold on. Tony used to say, throw yourself into the waters, she will say. And I will add, not knowing how to swim. Dogs do, you know, in my daughter's house, she has like 4 dogs. One little one that, you know, has like 6 months. And they were, be careful, you know, she can fall into the swimming pool and drown. And lo and behold, she went into the waters and there was this, and immediately there were the legs, like naturally was the survival mechanism, whatever that is, you know. But she made it back, alive. So nothing else is coming up. So I will end the talking.